This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us in the best of all fashions and has blessed us with the best of all months and has guided us to the best of all religions and has sent to us the best of his prophets and has revealed to us the best of his books. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his salat and his salam upon the most blessed prophet and the greatest human being who ever lived, our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, in a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-imanu bid'un wa sab'un, wa fi riwaya bid'un wa sittuna shu'ba." Iman consists of 70 odd, and in one version, 60 odd branches. The highest branch of Iman is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the lowest branch of Iman is to remove something from the road that is irritating people. And modesty is a branch of faith. This famous hadith, the hadith of Abu Hurairah regarding the branches of Iman, is going to be the cornerstone of our series in this Ramadan. This hadith is reported in every single major collection. Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, goes on and on. And it has many different reports and versions. But the main concept is that Iman consists of many branches. In one version, 60 odd. In another version, 70 odd. And perhaps the 70 odd version is the more authentic one. And the word odd, bid'ah, implies anywhere from 3 to 9. So from 73 to 79 branches. Iman consists between 70 odd branches. And our series this month will focus on a commentary of this one hadith. What is Iman? And what are the branches of Iman? And how has Iman been described? And what are the fruits of Iman? And what are the criterion of being a mu'min? And what are the levels of Iman? And although I will be using many textbooks, the primary book that I will be using is one of the most famous books written in our tradition. And it is by the great scholar of hadith, Al-Hafidh Abu Bakr Ahmed ibn al-Husayn al-Bayhaqi, who died in the year 458 Hijrah, almost 1,000 years ago. He wrote many books. One of them, it is in 13 volumes now. It is called Al-Jami' li-Shu'ab al-Iman. And it is essentially, once again, a commentary on this one hadith, 13 volumes. And in it, the title of the book is Al-Jami', the comprehensive book regarding the branches of Iman. This is a comprehensive encyclopedia. This is considered to be the greatest encyclopedia ever written about the reality of Iman. No scholar before or after him has written a larger book. And Imam al-Bayhaqi is a very famous scholar, and we don't have time to talk about his biography, but I urge you to look it up. He wrote a book. It is called The Comprehensive Encyclopedia Regarding the Branches of Iman. And he started his book with this one hadith, and then he began listing from his point of view all of the branches of Iman, and he listed, and this is his ijtihad, 77. And in each of these, he mentioned a hadith. So the number of a hadith of this book is over 10,000 traditions. And obviously, in this one month, we will not be able to do justice to this book, much less the topic. But inshallah, that is the goal of this series. We will talk about the reality of Iman. This hadith, it has many benefits, and of them is that Iman is not one aspect, rather it has 70 odd aspects. And so there are many ways to worship Allah. There are many avenues to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is good news for all of us, because for some of us, one action of worship is difficult, but another is easy. For others, that action is difficult and others are made easy. So whatever aspect you find difficult, don't give up hope. There are other avenues, there are other actions that you can do. Of the blessings of this hadith is that this hadith shows us that Iman consists of statements and actions and belief. Notice our Prophet ﷺ mentioned iman has 70 odd branches, and he mentioned three of them. Number one, he said to say la ilaha illallah. That is a statement. Number two, he said to remove something that is irritating people. Suppose there's a sharp object, a nail, to pick it up and get rid of it. This is an action. And our Prophet ﷺ said this is iman. And number three, he said feeling modesty, haya. This is a branch of iman, and that exists in the heart. So iman is not just one thing. You have things that you say, the kalima. You have things that you do, helping people and removing objects. And you have things that you believe in your heart, and you have emotions. So iman is manifested on the tongue and in the heart and in one's actions. Of the benefits as well of this hadith is that some aspects of iman are hidden and you cannot see them. You cannot see if somebody has haya. And other aspects are public and apparent and you can see them. So there are elements of iman nobody will know about except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are elements of iman that you can use in your own world to judge people whenever you have to judge them for a business transaction, for a marriage proposal. You have to look overall, what is his character? What is his akhlaq or her akhlaq? And there are criterion that are public, and then there are others that are known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the blessings as well of this hadith, of the benefits we derive from this hadith, is that some aspects of iman are purely ritualistic, just ibadat. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Other aspects are moral, modesty. And other aspects are social and societal, removing something from the road. So iman isn't just rituals, neither is it only laws and ethics, neither is it only society and politics. Rather, bit here and a bit here and a bit here. So a mu'min is somebody who in his private life is worshipping Allah, doing dhikr, doing ibadat, and also has elements of morality and faith and taqwa and khushu', and also is helping other people in social work, in activism. So the real mu'min combines between all of these aspects to only relegate one aspect, to concentrate on one aspect and neglect the others. This means you haven't really looked at the full tree of iman, at all of the branches of iman. Of the blessings as well of this tradition, and it's a very interesting blessing, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not list for us what those 70 branches are. He simply said iman consists of 70 odd branches, and he told us three, then he remained quiet. Why didn't he list all of these 70 odd? The same reason why in the previous series we did about the names of Allah, he did not give us the list of names. He simply said, to Allah belong 99 Asma'ul Husna. Whoever comprehends them, memorizes them, will enter Jannah. And I said in that series, why didn't he tell us those 99 names? The same thing I said here can be applied here. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to read the Quran, read the Sunnah, and see what are the fruits of iman, what are the blessings of iman, what are the branches of iman, what is the trunk that iman stands on, what are the roots of iman. Go and read and see what the Quran is saying. Don't just be handed a list, a cheat sheet, and then go and do it. And when you read, when you research, you will learn much more than if a list is handed to you. We all know the difference between research and between memorizing a list. Allah and His Messenger did not hand us that list. They told us it exists, and it's in the Quran, and it's in the Sunnah. So go read it, go research it. And when you read the Quran, and you're starting to think, what are the branches of iman? What are the roots of iman? What are the fruits of iman? What are the thamarat of iman? What are the taste of iman? Because iman has a taste, as we're going to come to as well. When you start reading, all of a sudden, you broaden your horizons, you learn more things, and in the process you gain much more than if a list had been handed to you. And that is the goal of this hadith, to go read the Quran and Sunnah and see what are the fruits and what are the benefits and what are the branches of iman. And inshallah, that is what we're going to be doing throughout this entire month, with of course the caveat to understand, even in these 30 lectures we cannot do justice. Iman has 70 odd branches. I have 30 lectures right there, you see. I cannot do every one. And also realize that even each one of these aspects, this is an ijtihad of a scholar. Imam al-Bayhaqi has an ijtihad, and he said these are the 77. And we'll be taking from that. Maybe he was right in many of them, maybe in some of them he was incorrect, and others have other opinions. Nonetheless, all of them are within the fold of Islam, and all of them are aspects of the faith that we should be aware of. So with that, inshaAllah ta'ala, with that introduction, inshaAllah ta'ala, the goal is to go over this hadith and to learn about the benefits and the fruits and the branches of iman, so that we can be better believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the best of all iman and make us amongst the mu'mineen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.